So I have to ask you guys a question. Would you...
Nope.
would you remain in a relationship...
Yes.
...that starts with no honeymoon phase?
Time to fast or time to stop?
Time to stop.
Now you stop fasting?
No, I start the fasting. So, yeah, I have a window open from, what's it called? From 4 to 9.
4 to 9, that's
four
it?
4 to 9, yeah. 4 to 9.
That's a short window.
5 hours.
That's a short window.
Yeah, yeah. I feel great.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No. I do late lunch and supper.
No breakfast.
Late lunch. So what do you usually eat?
These nuts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That definitely don't eat those.
That
little
fucking
nuts.
Well played, though. That's
that's his only line.
But that's a good one.
He's coming back with the same one.
It's like even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, there he is.
I'm right twice a day.
There it is. That's
don't support this type of behavior.
He has one more today. He got ready.
So you were saying, sorry.
No, my question is, what do you eat?
I forgot about that.
What do I eat for the... Yeah, so what do you, like, podcast is all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yo, we politics, started with cult.
To fucking fake cult, shoes.
Cult, we started shoes. With cult.
What do I eat? I have... usually I open up with liquid greens.
Okay.
Just not to shock my...
what do you mean? You blend like a juice?
No, they have it in powder already.
You oh, like
AG?
Yeah. It's
AG is terrible for you.
But it's not that brand that I use. It's actually not bad. And your consumption is about 65% of whatever you're drinking. So it's not that bad.
Okay.
And then from there, I have a full meal.
So you do like a powder with water?
Yeah. Just to open up.
Okay.
And then from there, I have a meal.
Like usually. What's your meal usually?
Depends on what's on the menu that day.
What do you
like
mean
I had
on the menu?
Indian today, let's just say.
Oh, you go to restaurants? You don't cook?
I had Indian. I cooked Indian.
Okay, I was going to say. I was like,
yeah, I cook. So
he said, what's on the menu?
Yeah,
so
I'm like, the one.
No, it depends on what I cook.
No,
what
okay. I'm the one that's supposed to say it depends what's on the menu. Cause I
yeah, because you don't cook. You have a wifey that cooks, but I cook depending on what I bought and what I have.
Actually,
okay, so you made Indian.
How's your diet, you?
Indian, mm-hmm. And then tonight how I had chukchuka.
My diet?
Yeah.
You made chukchuka?
I'm still doing the same from 8 p.m. to 12 or before 8 p.m. anytime before 8
p.m. You fast from... Wait.
8 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you do 16, 8.
Yeah.
8 p.m. to 12 a.m.
At 12 p.m.
16, 8.
He said 8. I didn't want to know. I don't know if you would understand 16, 8, yes. So everything
Jews understand even math, money, and time.
I know, but no, but you said 8 p.m. to
yeah,
12
p.m. Yeah, I know.
12 a.m. is...
No, 12. It's actually 8 to 12.
To 12 p.m.
How long have you been on it right now?
Since the beginning, since last summer.
And so far you wait?
I lost, and after the holidays, I got thrown back.
Ethiopians would wish to have your lives.
Who?
Ethiopians. they wish to have your lives. These guys are like, yo, we're
Let's talk about shoes again.
By yeah. choice.
I was saying.
I starve myself by choice. Does, you don't.
He does 68, and they do 24-8.
They do 24-8. Fuck.
Yeah, but they can say the same thing about vegans then.
What do you mean?
Ethiopians.
They'd wish to have... I'm not complaining.
Having
sure.
the choice of having so much veggies.
The luxury of not eating meat.
Of course.
Not eating whatever is given to you.
Meat's a luxury in every country.
Oh,
We just take it for granted. But meat's a luxury
but
in every
Ethiopia's
country.
But Ethiopia's not doing that bad anymore.
I mean...
Who is though?
They're still...
Yemen is doing bad.
One hunger was... Actually, not eradicated, but it's dropped significantly.
Yeah. Yemen, yes, I agree with you now. Yemen is in the new Ethiopia.
Did you ever hear, what's his name who made that? He said, like, they asked him once, what's the worst joke that you ever made? He's a British comedian, fuck. He has the weirdest laugh.
And what was his joke?
A Gervais?
No.
Oh, the James...
So he said...
What the fuck was
that? I guys that like to be insulted during the comedy shit.
I forget his name, but he said, they asked him, like, what's the worst joke you ever made? He said, Ethiopia should have more...
it's an AIDS joke.
No. Yeah, AIDS joke, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it.
Should have more fly things, so less flies would get AIDS.
Yeah. Oh,
what's his name?
I know who you're talking about.
He's such a funny comedian, though. The worst laugh in the history of comedians, but he's a funny comedian. Have you ever heard him laugh?
No.
What's his name?
I'm looking for it.
Just write British comedian. There aren't
just
that
write,
many.
Write that's the worst what I did. Comedy.
Most of them, yes, I remember. I know who you're talking about.
He hosts a TV show also.
Yeah, it's a late night show, I think.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr. Find Jimmy Carr's laugh. Okay. And play it. I want you to hear Jimmy Carr's laugh.
It's weird, though.
The weirdest laugh.
It can't be weird than Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
Dude,
what, you laugh?
No. I never heard Jimmy Carr laugh.
Did you hear Kawhi Leonard laugh?
Yes. Did you hear? wait till you hear Jimmy Carr laughing.
He wasn't laughing.
It sounds fake. You're like, this is
this
not a real
laugh. This podcast is so weird, man. It's all over the place.
And we're not even weird. High.
You're going to hear this guy and you're going to be like, this is not a real laugh.
You found it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
What do you,
there's
how?
Many.
You
I just
it.
Want to make
you
sure.
It? Yeah.
It's YouTube.
No, usually they give me like too long. I just want a short clip of him laughing. That's what.
Yeah, you want a short clip?
Just put it on the mic too, please.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
you put it.
No shoot.
Not just in case.
Don't put it. Just put it in your ear.
He's going to be the only one hearing it.
Like, yo, this is
terrible. That's you. That's you.
It's a weird laugh.
Yo, Gay's calling you dumb, man. Just putting
it's
it out.
Okay. No. No, do you see? That's what I'm looking for. Just a short play.
Yo, I'm going to fire you.
We need a new research assistant. This
yo,
is terrible.
Yo, Guang, how about you come back?
Okay.
Give me find. Yeah. Let me find
see,
it.
No, fuck
nah,
out
see?
Of
here. Nah, you see? Nah, bud.
You didn't even find
no,
it.
No. I'm going to find it. I have it. I just don't want it to be on. Keep talking.
Oh, you're going to do research.
He's going.
We won't
going.
Judge you.
I know.
He's going offline.
He's going offline. What's the Wi-Fi password?
I don't need that.
But, okay, so let's get back to the shoes part. You can find a manufacturer directly online
yeah.
and order it from there.
Yeah.
So they have a website.
No. So there's a website that what it does is you put the company's name and it gives you all the manufacturers. Has. So let's yeah. say like a company has shoes, clothing, whatever.
But how do you order?
So it splits it. You contact that company directly. It gives you their...
By phone.
It gives you their name, their website, the clothing brand.
So that's it. They have a website.
Yeah, they have everything.
I don't even think it's legal they should have a website. It has to be a third party. Because they're also
manufacturing. It's a manufacturing company.
Yeah, but it goes against their contract. When they actually do iPhones or whatever it is, they have exclusivity.
Apparently, the iPhone doesn't cost more than $20 to the iPhone.
Yeah, that's I saw the video
even,
too. This
even
week.
Even Rolex, a real Rolly built, doesn't cost you more than like maybe $100.
It feels like he's coming,
but that's his real laugh.
Can you put Kawhi Leonard's real laugh, please?
That's him really laughing.
Yeah.
Right. I think Kawhi has the worst laugh.
It's somebody. It feels like somebody's playing with the volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real. And this guy's a comedian. Very
oh,
funny comedian.
That's
too.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But I think
that's
Kawhi takes the
no Kawhi wins.
Number one spot.
Did you hear Kawhi's laugh?
Yeah. But I don't think it's that bad. I think it's like
Kawhi's laugh is so bad. We thought it was fake.
That's this guy's laugh is fake too.
It no, feels, but him.
I'm a funny guy.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
Well,
I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask.
You should have gone offline for this
in
team.
Order for me to tell you about myself, I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
That's even worse. Come on, bro.
That was a lot worse.
It sounds like he's having an orgasm.
Like, how do you have that laugh and on TV? As
how do people learn how to laugh?
You don't learn how to laugh.
They should take a course.
Would you be able to be with a girl with a bad laugh?
No.
Laugh like this?
No, with a bad, yeah. Like him,
no.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. Like,
well, if
I know a girl that has a bad laugh.
Because I need to make jokes. If I don't make jokes with a person,
I'm a funny dude.
And I'm just like, and I hear that laugh, I'll just be like, I can't do this.
Actually, I would stop making jokes. I'm going
to
make
a
laugh.
I can't, and I just don't want to be with the person.
That's too much love, man. I don't have that much love for somebody to make jokes. Stop making jokes. Life is too fun.
My life going to be miserable.
That's what I'm saying.
I do jokes every two sentences. Come on, bro.
He's just funny as he speaks.
Thank you.
Imagine, he has to put everything...
If I can't make dick jokes.
All right, Tommy.
He's an idiot.
Did you put it in the box?
Even his you see, his laugh is a unique laugh.
He's a border on Kawhi. He's almost on a Kawhi.
No,
level.
But it's just a deep laugh. It's like that deep voice
but
laugh.
But it does I feel like he has a mix of the Jimmy Carr and Kawhi laugh. Because he has the ha 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 part. He has the ha 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 part.
But he has that evil and laugh. And the deep you know those villains in Go-Go Gadget?
Go-Go Gadget.
We just found your laugh. We just found his laugh. It's Jimmy Carr and Kawhi combined.
But it's important to laugh. Somebody 100%. A bad laugh or a bad voice.
Do you imagine boring people? Not funny.
You think there's couples that don't laugh?
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there is. I knew this girl that her husband never listened to music. Refused to listen to music. I can't live without music.
But wait, yeah, no, I get, wow, wait. Now, this is very interesting. How does that look like?
How do you live?
How do you, even if you go to fucking Walmart, there's music.
I know, but so in the car, no music. In the house, no music.
What is it? Silence or conversation? It's
conversation, but no music.
So you always have to have like, it's like a human podcast.
It's either full silence. Exactly. Either full silence or conversation. And they had like two kids.
I can I don't listen too much music, but I'm always on podcasts and stuff like that. So maybe I can understand.
But podcasts, I don't think that's like a documentary or whatever.
No, I don't. I didn't ask.
You have to listen to music just the way you are and the DJ.
No, but me, I have my moods. Like sometimes, like let's just say before a game, I have tendency of listening to my gym playlist just to pump me up. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a good mood or in a mood that I think a lot, I have tendency of putting depressed music or music that I listen to the lyrics.
I need music though. I need music.
Yeah. There's a theme song to everything I do.
Everything has
to have a theme.
When I'm driving and there's music and there's music playing and there's music videos in my brain playing. Like I'm music videos are happening.
You visualize the music.
Yeah. Huh. Like I literally, if it's a song that I can relate to and as I'm driving, I literally make a music video as I'm driving in my head.
That's interesting. I don't know. Again, if somebody... No, but that would never...
You've never gotten into like a song that you're listening while driving and then just the scenery
Top Gun.
Created a fucking...
No, I get that. No, because I was trying to think, would I be able...
Top Gun theme song, it's great in the car when you drive.
Which one?
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Literally when you drive.
I mean, if you're driving on the highway.
Yeah. At 40.
Hey, still driving.
He puts his hand outside and he thinks it's a plane.
I go like this.
Who's never put their hand up?
When I was a kid, not today.
You still do it.
I still enjoy it.
Do you listen to Titanic and do this?
I don't even put my window down anymore. So.
That's it. It's fucking cold. Okay. And there's fucking rocks and mosquitoes and shit.
It's a dark fucking world.
It's a dirty
world.
Lot of dust out there. Get out of your mind. But I'm wondering, bad voice, bad laugh are definitely deal breakers for me.
Bad breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that you can still fix.
Can you?
How?
You give them gum, mouthwash. Nah. That could be
bad
built.
Breath. So I'm going to teach you guys how to fucking clean your mouths. So
how do you know so much?
The way it works is when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is there's mouthwash, but there's specific mouthwash. I forget the brands, but they don't have like dirt in them.
Chlorine.
Yeah. They don't have like the pH garbage in it. So it's mouthwash. After the mouthwash, you scrape your tongue. After you scrape your tongue, you floss. After you floss, you brush your teeth. At night, you do it in reverse. You brush your teeth, you floss, scrape your gut.
Who the fuck are you, a dentist?
And then you do the mouthwash.
How do you know these things?
Don't ask him how.
That's the title of the podcast.
It's the proper way.
How Sahar knows so much.
It's the proper way to clean your mouth and avoid bad breath.
Says who? He feels like those infomercials. Says certified by every dentist.
99 out of 100 dentists.
And now he's going to tell you there's this website where you can buy these brand.
No. But that's literally floss. It kills your bad breath. Guarantees to kill your
bad
breath.
I don't have bad breath.
I'm just saying that's the proper way to kill
the
your bad breath.
The best way to have good breath is take alcohol. Rinse. What? Shots of tequila will kill every bacteria that you have in your mouth.
God damn.
No wonder.
Even though I don't drink that much anymore, I'm just saying that will always keep you minty.
Yeah.
Basically, when Sinopharis do drinks because you have bad breath.
No, but bad breath can still be fixed regardless. That's a bad laugh. Bad breath. Imagine you have to tell somebody, listen, this can't work out, but why? I thought we were great
together.
I would lie.
Are you pulling a Seinfeld?
You would lie?
I lie.
It's a Seinfeld. Like, yeah, it's 100% a Seinfeld.
Seinfeld for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But there wasn't an episode for a bad laugh.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure there's... that's a Seinfeld
It's still
episode.
You, not her. At that point, it's just you not...
No.
Taking...
Imagine you bring her in public. You're chilling
why
with your
friends.
Why would
you even try that?
Can't.
And
can't.
Then they do that ostrich type of laugh, and you're like...
Can't do it.
And then you're looking at like... Like I don't know what the fuck was going on.
There was a snort in there.
I don't know, the snort.
If Gito cocaine.
A snorter. Can you, what if she's a snorter when she laughs?
Like that pig thing there? The I knew somebody when they laughed really hard because it's, I was going to say a gag reflex, but it's actually.
You fucking somewhat. Too much.
That's it. Exactly. If he knows that.
But if you laugh too hard, sometimes your breath can cut and it does that.
Yeah.
But some people, it's so quick.
Yeah, some people just snort all the time.
But that, no, I can't.
There's a comedian said. He's
like, Sarah has the most random facts.
It has to do with, it has, no, it's not a fact. It's a funny joke. He said, like, he was like, because he was talking about gag reflex. He's like, so this girl comes up to me and she tells me, she's like, by the way, I have no gag reflex. He's like, and I looked at her and I said, the fuck, that's the best part. That's what I want to hear.
I hate that shit.
I don't want the fucking no thing. I need the to know. I got to feel big. I got to feel like I hit something.
It's not big. It's long.
Doesn't matter.
Deep.
You got to get the feel.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah, you got to feel like he's like.
Doesn't need necessarily. You tell me you have no.
Tell me you have no gag reflex.
I can't believe I said
doesn't
that.
Doesn't do it for me.
Pause.
Comedy's on point today.
We're gonna just gonna need a screenshot that.
Him yourself.
Oh, yeah, you don't edit sure that place.
That's what you want to clip. Clip the.
Why are you looking at him? I clip the things.
I'm just saying. Once you clip it, just make a screenshot of it.
But I'm the one who's doing the editing.
Okay, just don't do it this time, right?
It's not him. Why are you looking at him for?
I'm not gonna do anything.
Just give him notes.
But when the video is out, I can go through that and.
Yes, you can. Perfect. But I will do it. No problem. Clickbait.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
He loves doing that
every time.
Hit the bell.
Man, but I feel I that you ask, put out again.
So a laugh.
Bad breath.
Bad breath. We got that.
Bad breath can be fixed. I agree.
No, that's it. Because a laugh. How do you tell somebody to fix your laugh?
Stinky puss.
Whoa. I have a question.
That can be fixed
limping.
Too.
No, a lot of it. With some pH can't be fixed.
For sure, you can pH? Change the pH.
Some can't be fixed.
There's actually shampoos for that shit.
Really?
Yes, sir. This is something I know.
Shampoos. For
shampoos because it's your pH levels that are debalanced, right? It's hormonal or whatever you eat.
How many bad pussies have you had that you had to find this?
I didn't need to. I didn't need to travel.
If an explorer.
The fucking stutter.
Dora the explorer. Can you say delicioso?
Can you say pH?
But it is a pH level depending on what they eat. It's like a fucking pineapple with us.
Pineapple and semen.
Yeah. So, yes, that could be fixed. Everything that has to do with odor, taste could be fixed.
If she's limping, she's limping.
What the fuck?
If she's limping.
That can be fixed with a shoe also.
I did not expect that one.
We are so sorry for this.
But before the first date, I see her. I'm like, I'm out.
Imagine she's limping,
I'm
bad
just
breath,
like,
and
I'm thinking like, yo, like, you must be good on that fucking soccer court. Faking people.
What shit. He went to on a date with a one arm chick.
Yeah,
it wasn't within the immediate. No, was
no,
it one
no,
arm?
Actually,
no,
we have a friend mutual that went that dated a female, and he knew later that she.
Yes, well, he didn't date her. He was trying to fuck her until he realized maybe that person
she
wanted
was to, fuck
to fuck
him.
Yeah, she had the Adam apple.
I don't know. She was this black model in New York. But
he wasn't trying to fuck her though.
Yeah, he kissed her and everything.
Yeah, so he
what you kiss people right. Not to so you kiss people not wanting to fuck them.
No intentions behind it.
Well, that's
would you ever kiss somebody without the intention of fucking them?
Never in a million years.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So we sorry. Agree.
It is true.
Why would I kiss somebody and not try to fuck them?
It's true.
If I'm gonna bite the apple, I'm gonna eat the fucking apple. Simple as that. So what are the okay? A limp. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Thank you.
Glass
missing
eye.
A toe.
Glass eye?
Oh, never. Never.
But it's like a functional one. It moves.
There's no such thing as it a functional moves. It doesn't. It moves like this. Impossible.
It's like a windshield.
We're going to hell.
It's a windshield.
I would always be wondering, is she looking at me or not? And I would always be like, which one is the right one?
No, just with
you know how
eyes.
Much shit you can talk from the bad side?
Oh, somebody that, did you ever know, like people that you talk to when they're tired, their eyes?
Yeah, I can't.
I can't. Impossible. I would give her a Red Bull every morning. You have to be full of energy.
I can't. I have, like, when somebody's eyes don't align, I don't look at their
face. You're talking about a glass eye?
I don't look at their face. I can't look at their face. Well,
let me ask you, what do we tell them? Our vision don't align?
Who's the one who put the picture of that hot girl with no limbs?
It wasn't me. On a group?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It was you. This hot girl with no limbs, no arms, no legs.
Damn. She's beautiful.
She was just standing on a rock. But,
and that's what I'm telling you guys. Like, how did you talk about the limb? If she's hot, would somebody you still do it?
How the fuck you get to the rock?
People, but that is so wrong. But she was like, when I mean hot, she had an ass and titties.
Would you do it? No matter.
What did I write? I was like, I would be tempted.
That's it.
And even, I mean,
I wouldn't marry her. Don't get me wrong.
No, I didn't marry her. I said do
but
it.
That would just be weird.
How?
Because I feel like that's an automatic me too.
Hold me. Oh, I can't.
I feel like that's an automatic me too.
Oh, you can't get signed consent, but I was going to say you get a consent.
But I would ask for a witness.
I need somewhere to watch this.
You got
to
watch this.
She said
so
yes.
So you agree, right? You agree. Because even sucking your dick has to be weird.
No hands.
You have to grind.
You have to do all the work.
Yeah.
You're literally doing all the work.
But on a good side, you can flip her upside down and go like
this. So what's the difference
what do you mean?
Between
she suffocate. She can't hold her head up.
You literally
have to hold her head up.
She want to break her neck.
Like
Bust a Rhyme song, break your neck, just took another meaning.
Let me tell you, she might give you some good neck. Really good neck.
She can.
No, I would you see, now that I think about it, on a functional point of view, I don't think it would be a good idea.
Shut up, you do it.
What's the difference between her and a doll?
Her, she talks.
She can talk back, that's it.
That's it.
No, the doll, you can't kill it.
That's true, but that's the only thing she could talk back.
That's a good
but even those dolls, I'm sure there's some AI doll.
What, you think you're pressed on it?
You are the biggest I've ever had.
Say
you're
it again.
So strong, and you can actually customize the laugh.
Yeah, you can say
and the taste. that's, and the bad breath.
What's going to happen is pH. That you're going to be able to customize everything.
Even a pH?
You're going to be able to customize. You can tell.
The flagrant.
Who's
tequila
flavor. Who do you think is the hottest girl in the world that you'd be like madly in love with?
Say your girlfriend.
Baby, I love you.
But if you had a hall pass?
But a hall pass?
Oh, I got a question for you guys. I have a question for you guys.
Shoot. Eva Longoria.
Okay, so imagine you can
Hayat.
Who?
Salma Hayek.
Oh, Salma Hayek. I was like, Hayat. I was like, what is this? Some Arab
but wait, I have a question. Fuck your question.
Hold on.
The question is boring.
So imagine you can get Salma Hayek, like the whole face, the whole body, everything, with your girlfriend's brain, attitude, and all that.
Can I get both?
Yeah, that's what I just told you. No, but you're not getting both girls. You're getting all that in one.
Is that a threesome?
No, you're getting the doll.
A doll and your girlfriend, is that a threesome?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. AI. But wait, I have a question.
What you mean, but I'm telling you, it'll be crazy.
You know, he would. I have a question for you.
Fucking question.
You have a girlfriend.
Switch.
Right? If you would find out, right, with this whole virtual thing right now, that one of your friends has an avatar that he fucks that looks like your girl.
I killed my friend.
You kill your friend.
Why?
You'd go to jail.
Wouldn't you be flattered?
Really? I'm going to go fucking and see him with...
No, I'm not fucking your real girl. I'm fucking an avatar.
The fact is...
That looks like your girl.
Yeah, but that means he wants to fuck
That's
your girl.
That's it.
Yeah, but who doesn't want to fuck pretty women?
Let's just say
your girl is hot. I expect guys to want to fuck her.
At least.
That's denial. That's just being stupid.
Hold on. Having kind of, you know... A wishful thinking of doing it versus doing it.
No, but it's still doing it.
But that's exactly the same thing. So if you find out your friend has been fucking jerking off the thoughts of your girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't know about it. Now he has physically something evidence in front of me.
Yeah, no, but because he tells you. I jerked off to your girlfriend.
There was a scandal.
I don't want to hear about that.
Because there was that scandal of that guy, that YouTuber, where he took a deep fake of his friend's girl face on a porn and he jerked off to it.
Oh shit!
Okay.
He deep faked his girlfriend, his friend's girlfriend, and it did this whole scandal. But I'm like, with this whole virtual thing now, especially
you
with
you can actually do whatever you want.
The Apple glasses, if you notice, everybody has an avatar.
Yeah, those are crazy though.
And you can use that, and I can put anybody's girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, and have fun with it.
It's The Simpsons. You saw The Simpsons episode?
No, I didn't.
The Simpsons episode has the exact same thing with the wire and everything. Like the Apple.
The whole wire.
How long ago did this come out?
I don't know, like 10, years. 15 years ago?
Oh, okay. So
But The Simpsons were accurate. Pretty much everything
Simpsons have not been wrong yet.
That's it. Nothing wrong.
Maybe they've been wrong, but we don't know
because it never happened.
Yeah.
And it was just a joke comedy show. Right?
I mean,
it is crazy scary that.
But would that be an issue? If you have a wife, because I'm figuring these guys that are mega dating and marrying these models.
For you, would that bother you?
Would it bother me? If I would find out.
How friendly, like, it's a how friend, friend.
Close friend. Like, first degree close friend.
Let's say you find
I'd be,
out.
I'd be,
let's say you find out Sin. Sin's banging an AI doll. Of
and
your
we know Sin's reputation. No, I mean.
Oh, wow.
That was, wow. That was such a ricochet. Yeah. It wouldn't even mean.
I didn't even do it.
You gave him the pass.
That was like too easy.
I was trying to help your question.
But wait, was my reputation is that bad?
I was trying to help his question.
You threw a rope.
Impeccable.
He ricocheted.
But because, again, that would just be weird, but.
No, it would be very weird, and I don't know how I will look at my friend after that.
But first, I would want to know, how did you find out first?
Could you made it? What you
that's
did?
One.
You're
thing.
The one who made up the scenario. That's what are you talking
no,
about?
No, but I'm like, okay, but that's...
find out what?
Like, how did you that I'm doing?
Like,
it.
Got caught. Yeah.
That would be my first thing because it depends on the context. If we're laughing around, I'm like, oh, by the way, I already beat my meat thinking about your girl. That's a different, and I'm pretty much sure. And you have to understand this. I'm pretty much convinced. Mm-hmm. From people around you, there's at least one or two that did visualize.
I'm happy for them. I just want to know about it.
Exactly.
It's I've more never visualized anybody of my any of my friends.
Me neither.
So who do you visualize when you beat your meat?
I always watch porn.
You always watch porn?
Always porn. I can't do without visual stimulation.
Really? You don't have enough imagination? You
never I mean, think I have about enough imagination, but it's...
You never think about old files.
I just need... I always need...
That's the only way that I can remember like, an old file, but not someone else, girl.
I can't jerk off to the same scene twice.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I always so need a different scene.
Yeah.
There's so much choice.
I know, but
you never think about the past.
Never.
Old endeavors. Nah. And
he doesn't even remember them. Okay, first of all.
So you don't remember what was the most exciting sex you had?
I remember some of them. I've
and you don't fantasize
ones.
About them again, like
to jerk off to them? No, I fucked. I did this. I did the fucking. I did the sexing.
Yeah,
I
but
did
you want to do it again in your head.
Why would I fucking want to jerk off to my sexing?
I always reminisce on the past.
I want to fucking. I want to
specific scene is spick because I can hear them. I can smell them. I can like it's not 3D. It's like 12D.
That's just no.
That's what disgusting. I've done it before.
No, no, I'm just saying.
I was there.
I know. I'm just
so
saying.
So I technically need, have rights to the image.
I need visual
copyrights and everything.
Well,
I need. You're I right? need visual.
And that's better than a friend's girlfriend.
Do you have consent?
Of course I do.
You're like, yo, look, I need consent to jerk off to that sex we had. I'm kidding.
I feel like that's going to be the future where Canada's like, you need to declare who you jerk off to.
You got to sign an NDA before.
Because you're going to have the chip in your head, and now they can know.
And they're going to be to you.
The cloud gets
you
hacked.
Dreamed. You had a wet dream of me. I've been me-too'd.
I'm suing you.
Suing your ass for sexual harassment because I didn't give you consent in your dream. Did I give you consent?
It can't be worse than what Trump had like in New York. Like we don't know the date. We don't know nothing, whatever.
That's the ugliest woman to ever sue him.
Yeah. Exactly.
How does the ugliest woman get money off of him?
Because she'd sue him in New York.
Yeah, but the guy literally is like, yo, like I've grabbed pussy like half your age. That's all
I've had it in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, Miss USA. Yeah, Miss Universe or Miss USA?
Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Right. He liked to go in the locker room. He even said it.
He didn't even fuck. Yeah, exactly. And you're gonna, and she's the one. He's here.
Yeah, but sometimes that happens. Look at Arnold with the babysitter. She is an ugh. He even baby trapped.
But that was like, that's in your
baby. Whoa, baby trapped?
Yeah, she
did. You know Arnold has another legit, he has a legitimate.
Did he fuck with or without condom?
Without condom.
Well, if you had the baby.
He can't be baby trapped in that case.
Yeah, because
well, she was the mistress.
So he fucked her with no condom.
Yeah, but I don't know about the pull-up game or whatever it is. There has to be certain responsibilities, certain levels to this.
Exactly.
She was like, shit.
I got the opportunity.
You're better than me.
And I'm ovulating at this moment. Yeah, governor? Go ahead.
And now he gets along a lot with his son. That's, you know, that's good and positive. But she's ugly, though.
And what? Rich.
The rich now.
She's now rich.
Yeah, that's it. What I'm saying. She was the fucking...
It's just one drop of sperm.
What was she? The cleaning lady?
She's
or
cleaning
she was
lady.
The cleaning
yeah,
lady.
She's a housekeeper, whatever. Like,
see?
Spanish, right?
Spanish, right? No.
Yeah, but it's right next to you. It's like it's easy.
It's accessible. Like it's so Tuesday easy. Night.
You go downstairs, boom, she's right there.
You don't have to go far. You don't have to go pick up a girl in the
it's
bar.
It's fucking Arnold.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to go pick up a girl in the bar.
He can go with his big ass bicycle to fucking Venice Beach.
Yeah, but he knows
to his gym.
So the thing is, he knew she'll keep her mouth shut. But then he knocked her up, and it's like, well, it's But they didn't. If didn't
she kept her mouth shut? It was her pussy that was open.
Pussy was wide open. Open
the business. Not only pussy was open, it gave something back.
It's ouvert 24/7.
Literally.
But well, that's actually why some rich men just pay to play, and that's it. They like it. I don't.
That's
want,
why prostitution and escort is
for big, them.
For the rich people, it's the, for them, yeah. It's the cleanest, safest.
Clean. And yeah, they are cleaner.
Yeah, they're super the clean. They come they're with a whole rapport.
Cleaner. They're cleaner than the people you pick up in bars.
Because celebrities now are making sign people NDAs.
But if she get pregnant, they have to be fucked with condoms. Or like what? You might. What I'm mean? Sure you know that. I don't
know. Yeah, people in those circles. You're gonna say Ben again somewhere.
I don't know fucking and like I don't know. I've never signed an NDA, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, no. But the escorts.
Oh.
If they get pregnant?
If they get fucked.
No, I'm sure you know this.
They don't do raw. They don't do raw.
Oh, they don't do raw.
No,
okay.
They never do raw.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure. It makes no sense. Yeah. It's not good for their business.
If they do, you have to be very special.
No, like if they bang you raw, it's because you're paying a ridiculous amount of money that's and you've it. Been a regular for years.
They're on plan
or
B.
You're a billionaire and she hopes she gets pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which they're paying to play, they don't want to be actually have kids.
Yeah, because these girls are making, this is their business. If they get pregnant, it's not good for business.
It's very bad for, I mean, it's good for some business.
And
especially if they sign an NDA, no, because they can't declare that it's their
some
child.
People like, some people like banging pregnant chicks.
I know of a friend that was really, into he had that? A fetish for that shit. He wanted to. And there is websites for that shit.
Actually, we have a friend in common. Yeah,
how do you think is that a show?
Yeah, in Quebec City.
Yeah.
How do you think? Why would you think that was?
She was pregnant.
Yeah,
pregnant.
Like she was
like
popping,
seven
popping,
months.
Popping, like he poked the kid.
We're like, talking about the savagery here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
really?
Yeah. He poked the kid forehead like nonstop.
The so the kid came out cockeyed.
That's the kid you can't make eye contact with. You're like,
yeah.
What do? Really?
Yep.
And was it like a one night stand?
Yep. Yep.
He didn't know her before.
No,
we all arrived on site.
Wait, yeah. wait.
We all arrived
we're
on
just
site.
Out of, well, we're going to Quebec City for a birthday.
He
we don't want to drop.
Preggers.
And we were at this person's place, and she was a friend of that person.
Yeah, and she was pregnant.
Pregnant.
Bubble. Single?
Single. Father not no. to be, no father
no,
around.
No.
She was single. Well, or he wasn't in Quebec City.
But because he was behind bars.
She's single.
Okay, and he banged her.
I'm
talking about the kid felt it to her forehead. Not
that is fucked up.
Woody Woodpecker, like right on the forehead.
That child already is coming to this world.
Yeah, the father's in jail. She's, yeah. I mean, that the chances. Coming.
Well, the girl got needs. But her choices.
Yep.
A lot of bad choices.
That you think?
Maybe,
the baby dad and the guy that fucked her.
That kid's coming out like
maybe
steps back.
You want that guy because you know you're not going to see him again. Yeah, you don't want a local.
No, I get that part. But to him, was it something that excited him?
Who knows?
It was just there.
No. There was
you wouldn't
there.
Have done it?
My hand? No. No.
You wouldn't have done
what?
It?
What?
No.
I would have done
you?
It.
You?
No.
I'm 100% sorry. I'm dropping everything.
No. I have
standards.
Limits.
Don't finish that sentence.
No, I have limits. No, I wouldn't go there.
You don't have limits.
Yeah, who decides my limits? You guys?
We decide.
This is
your
not
limits.
A fucking
we know
a
debate
your, tree. We know your limits.
Have I ever banged a girl pregnant?
You
yes,
have,
but it was my baby mom. It was my baby mom.
So you did it.
It was my baby
doesn't
mom.
Matter. You did it. It's a statistic.
So then your limits are not there.
If my kids come like this, it's my kids.
Well, your kid would be hit on
nobody's
the side.
Poking the hive except me.
Your kid's coming hit. You're hitting on the side.
A little
side
it is what it is. No, I'm pregnant. Like if she's my somebody else's kid, it is in there.
Who cares?
Oh,
that's
no,
a threesome
no.
right there.
No. Oh.
But now you see. Now we're gonna get cancer.
Isn't it called incest too as well?
No, incest is if it's
yeah.
Your
if
kid.
You're putting it as a threesome, it's the mom and the child.
Oh yeah.
The child might get in his mouth. You don't know. You
just what? Whoa! No!
It's getting late.
How big is your dick? And two, what do you think? How do you think? Like you're puncturing the fucking like
fetus?
Have you seen how babies come? You know?
Yeah, the head first. Yes.
Yeah, have you seen?
Like they're wrapped in a.
I know.
And this guy's in a healthy relationship. this is fucking shocking.
So this is my. This is
so
my,
you would do a
what,
pregnant lady?
100%. I would. Yeah.
You would. Really?
Come on.
Really?
I'd just be like, oh, I've done that one. Okay, good. Check. life.
But you've done it with your baby moms.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Now, yes.
Okay, so we agree.
No, it doesn't count for him. For you, I'm kidding.
But he did that night, and we were just like...
Would you do it?
Baby mama, yeah, but not the one
No,
else.
Oh, no.
We pregnant. Know that, no. But...
There's a kid inside. No, I wouldn't do it.
What happened to poking?
He doesn't reach.
No, that would be too wrong.
I don't reach.
He poked him inside the mouth, right in the mouth.
I don't even think I would be able to get hard. Especially if you could see, like, if I find out, like, she doesn't look pregnant is one thing. But if she, no, impossible.
She was probably 6 or 7 months pregnant.
Oh yeah, shit.
I'm telling you, she was big. She was like the pot.
No. Like, she was tight, like, she wasn't fat. She was, like, actually.
But she had the.
Nothing wrong with fat women now here.
But No, not like, I'm not talking about like.
Was she white?
No.
Yep. Quebec.
But then, you imagine.
There was another hole.
You imagine he did that and, like, her water breaks were just.
I mean, it wasn't there after.
No.
Yeah, she can go to the hospital. He called her 911.
He wouldn't call 911. He would just leave.
This is my pitch to the world. See, like, if I had a cult, what I would pitch is...
Let's go back to the...
People have to fucking pass tests to have kids. You have to pass tests for everything except for being parents. You have to test for everything.
What kind of test?
To be a fucking good parent.
So what would be your test?
Wouldn't be a parent.
Well, that's for sure.
Wait,
but
why?
Because we're the only
Why are you
two
attacking
parents?
My friend?
Okay, sit down, dog.
No, I want to know why. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. I wouldn't be a parent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pass.
No, but we're parents, so it's like we
still wouldn't. I wouldn't let you guys be parents either.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm going to make
Even me?
You're assuming that you're great parents.
Oh, no. I'm not assuming. I have reviews.
You have to wait.
What do you mean? My kids are teenagers.
Yeah, past the teenage.
How am I going to be responsible for
adults?
When
they become adults? Yeah.
So it's Hitler. So it's Hitler's parents' fault that Hitler was Hitler.
Very possible.
No,
I don't know his parents. I never met.
At one point, where do you take responsibility for your shit?
Never.
You never. It's your kid. That's for life.
So in other words, you as a fuck up is your parents' fault.
100%. 100%.
You're taking zero responsibility.
Now, my kids would be my fault, all the way to the end. 100%.
I don't agree.
I don't agree with that. Because at the end of the day, when you do what you have to do, and if they end up being fuck up, you can't be.
What happens if you have twins? One becomes a doctor, one becomes a serial killer. How did you fuck up?
That would be amazing.
It happened.
That would be a great TV show.
That's why they were. No, it's actually a real case where he became a serial killer, and they were saying it was nurture versus nature.
Nature versus nurture, yeah.
That's why the whole issue, how they lived bullying differently, one made them stronger. And one made it weaker.
Who are these twins?
They were from Mississippi, I think.
Always in those areas.
Yeah, the twins. One became a doctor or physician, and the other one...
What kind of doctor? Just like a PhD doctor?
I think
like
it was like
doctor?
A foot doctor, if I do remember properly.
Surgeon.
A foot doctor?
Yeah.
That's not a real doctor.
What do you mean?
It's like a foot doctor.
What's
so one has a foot fetish, the other one likes killing people.
The trauma's real.
They're kind of fucking the same if you're asking me.
Same boat?
Really?
It's like a fucking borderline thing.
Pregnant.
You don't think there should be fucking tests for people to become
no,
parents?
No, I agree that not everybody is.
Most people shouldn't be parents.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. But I don't know what would be your requirements. What would be your test? That's what I'm more intrigued about.
I know, I haven't thought it through. I mean, it's the same as the Free Palestine. They haven't thought it through. I haven't thought this test through.
Why are you going there? Let's get back to pregnant women.
I mean, I figure if there's... this pot has been all over, so I figure
yeah,
might as well throw a little
just
here,
bring
a little
it
there.
Further.
Add more layers to it?
You could find, like, what's it called? Elon Musk's Neuralink. Apparently the guy can move a mouse with his head, with his brain.
Yeah, he can guide them by telepathy
or
whatever.
Crazy. That's with crazy. The fucking Neuralink. So imagine what... Elon Musk is not
that
a
That too
is
going to be a different whole
he's not,
other...
Well, he's good. So his goal is to make... us half human, half AI, so we can keep up with AI. Because AI is, we're useless.
Why do I feel like we're going to become like in Total Recall? Kind of a,
but that's his goal. So he wants to be able to take what your consciousness is and everything that you have. And when your body is no longer able to like sustain itself, take that and make you exist in another body.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's the end goal. To have biomechanical body.
So that's what his belief
that'd be nice,
is. That's
you
what
found
he
it or not yet?
So that's
I found
that's
it,
the goal.
It,
I'll be interested in living that kind of life.
Spock.
So that's the thing. The Neuralink is to make you half human, half
Robert.
AI. So you can,
he turned himself in actually in 2005.
The twins?
After 15 years.
And the brother
that
was what kind of doctor?
Like a doctor. That guy, if the doctor, let me see.
No, that's the brother. That's the brother.
But show me. Because I'm sure the doctor looks exactly like him. They just took
if
a
they're bad... twins, they should know.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
Look at him. That's a serial killer. And now the guy, the
other
guy.
So you can tell?
Yeah, you could see that guy. His brother's a
can
foot
fetishist.
Can you
tell by a girl looking at a girl if she's a freak or not?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I like how he you see that look that
I had
he did?
To think of it.
You thought about somebody very specific
more
in that
than
moment.
One person. There was multiple thoughts.
So you think you can tell?
Yeah. Not just by looking at them.
Have you been wrong?
5 minute conversation, yet to be wrong.
Have you ever been pleasantly surprised?
No. No.
Have you?
If I thought she was a freak, she was a freak.
No, but maybe you thought she was okay and then she was a super freak.
No. Usually might have been the other way, where I thought she was a freak and turned out to be vanilla.
Have you ever met somebody that was more than meets the eye?
Can you show him the foot fetishist serial killer?
No, that's okay. If that,
I'm looking for.
I read the article already.
The they look the same.
So have you met somebody that
porn
was.
Porn mustache.
A surprise.
What do you mean a surprise?
That you look at her, she looks okay, and then she's a super freak.
You're like, she's a great church goer. She believes in Jesus. She's on her knees.
So you
just
can
to
tell
pray.
If she's a freak or not, straight off the bat.
I have an idea here.
You can?
It's pretty. Not pretty
I've been
obvious.
Wrong.
You've
not
been wrong.
Looking. I've been
but
wrong.
But you'd be more right than wrong.
No, but you've been wrong which
you've
way?
You've been like, more right than wrong,
thought she was
too.
Like conservative and became a freak?
She went from freak to vanilla or vanilla
girls
to freak?
That I thought she was going to be okay, but she was like, she had a dungeon.
Freakish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but what I mean freak, not necessarily with toys or anything. It's just her
presence,
skill set.
Her sexual
yeah, drive,
prowess.
Her ambitions, her motivations were...
Was she compensating because
actually,
she was
one. But at the end, I found out after that she was a dancer too, so...
But you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell
that she was a dancer?
Yeah. Like, I already met somebody veiled, married, two kids.
Yeah, that's tough to fucking count. You
and then...
That's
wait,
a fucking... Like,
wait,
that's hard
the
to, like,
veiled
wait,
or the two kids?
Like, no,
married,
the veiled part. Like,
wait,
come on.
Married, two kids, veiled. Then I found out she was an escort.
While veiled?
Live.
Good for her.
Chapeau.
Like, you look at her, she looks like this little... innocent angel.
Did she get those wedding?
She sucks your soul out.
And then when I saw the pictures.
Okay, pictures.
Oh, there's pictures.
Did she sign the marriage?
NDA?
No, the marriage certificate to be able to have sex with the person?
Maktub.com?
No. No. She doesn't have, it's not the Shiite thing. She doesn't have Muslim fuck friends.
No.
She fucks outside because she doesn't want to get caught.
So she's married?
Married with two kids.
And she fucks outside?
He doesn't know.
A mom by
and
day.
She was on the Ashley
night.
Madison. That's how she met most of her clients.
How does he not know?
She goes.
What does she go? She said,
because,
I'm going to prayer group?
No, because.
At fucking 2 o'clock in the morning?
She goes out with friends.
She's a mom by day, a hoe by night.
But keep in mind, escorts, it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours tops.
Yeah, boy, she's doing one person a day?
She does maybe two a month.
Oh, so she's just a fucking, she just needs to get her rocks off.
Whoa. That's pretty much it. I don't think it's for the income. I think
pretty
it's
much.
To get her.
But yet, it's still fascinating. Because when you look at her, you would never, never imagine.
The more innocent they look, the bigger the freak they are.
But that's what I meant. Like, I was wrong. When I found out that story, I was like, impossible. And then they send me the other pictures, and I'm like,
possible.
Very possible. Possible. That's a deep fake. And then I saw a video, and I'm like, God damn it. And that was fascinating to me.
Did you
Very fascinating. I've been wrong. Some people looked like freaks. And they were boring
the
as fuck.
The more boring ones.
Those have been mistaken often.
Those are
a lot of people do a lot of wrong promotion.
Good trappers.
But it's the energy.
Yeah.
Now the real question is, did you hire that girl?
No, I never paid for sex in my entire life.
But I mean, that would be...
Directly paying for sex.
I never directly or indirectly paid for
every,
sex.
Every sex you had is indirectly paid for.
What do you mean?
If you take her out for dinner, you take her out for drinks, that's indirectly paying.
Yeah, but I do that with guy friends too.
That's,
yeah, but you don't sleep
I'm
with
not
them.
Fucking them.
That's
no, that's just me being kind.
It's whatever.
No.
Thank it's you for understanding everybody. Where I was going with that.
I know where you were going, but that's bullshit.
No,
when
not.
I decide to pay drinks for my guy friends, does that mean I want to fuck them?
Maybe.
No.
You don't know.
Sorry, buddy.
Look, it's 2024. It's okay.
Yeah. You go fuck your pregnant women. I'll do my regular things, okay? Not judging here. This is a judgment-free environment.
This is judgment. This is a full judgment.
That,
but you go,
is,
because you being,
judgment.
Because you being a gentleman, you being kind, generous, or whatever, has nothing to do with prostitution, escort.
Yeah, but you're taking the girl on a date with the intent of fucking her.
Intent.
Yeah, but I'm taking out it for a date.
With the intent to fuck her.
Yeah, and so I'm not paying
for it. Yeah, you're paying for
it. I'm paying for it with my time too. Because you know, yes. With my time
yes.
too.
Yes. Because yeah, you know, no. Because you know if you're splitting that bill, you ain't fucking her.
Oh, that happened.
You've split bills?
I never split bills. She did.
She insist?
You accepted?
Impossible. You didn't.
How did you accept?
She paid no, in the... I went to the bathroom.
Okay, that's how she did
came
it.
Came back, and when I got there, so it was a turnoff. So I fucked her out of anger. No, because when I got to the table, there was half a bill.
Half? Like ripped in half?
Oh my
God. That's why you can't have kids, you. That's why your parent privilege has been
that's
removed.
That's why we need tests. We need tests.
We need tests.
And this is
there was revolt just because of that.
Yeah,
and, this is his parents' fault.
Shit. Can't get a refund?
I feel like closing the pot on that. I'm like, we can't top that. I'm going to call this pump parent licenses.
We all failed then. Fuck it.
But it was out of anger. I got there and I was like, oh, sir. He's like, oh, no, I paid my part. And I'm like, if you're going to do all that, just pay everything.
Just pay the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Was she French Canadian?
What?
Vive le Québec.
But the truth is, I didn't fuck her, though.
You said you fucked her out of anger.
No, I was...
You mind fucked her then?
So confused.
So what happened was, that's the girl that asked me to wear a condom to give me head.
Yeah.
Oh, she was an escort.
No, she...
Escort.
She priorly had an STD.
In her mouth?
I don't know where it was.
We already had this conversation where I got one from a girl who gave me a blowjob.
Yeah. But me, it wasn't that. Me, the fact that she asked me to wear a condom, I'm like, wait, one second.
You filthy.
You got nasty. Something. I'm you like, filthy. That's the first time somebody... She's like, no, but I was like, yeah.
Yeah, for a blowjob, that means she's filthy.
Go home. So you're I was like, doing whatever. I followed the night. That's what I meant. Followed the night with the intention to fuck her.
Angrily.
Exactly.
With a condom.
No, he was just, oh my God.
You know what? All the renovation, the dust that you breathe and everything.
I'm going to interview you and you're going to let me create all the questions for parenting.
Fine, I'll pass.
No, not pass. You'll be... If you answer these...
Yeah, this girlfriend is a very smart girl. Like, I'm confused.
That's what we need
attract,
her.
Though. Opposite like, attract.
Yeah. Huh?
That's opposite attract. Her.
Not that type of opposite.
That's true.
Black and white. Opposite. I
there
get
you go.
It.
So that's
black
and white.
Opposite, but smart and not smart, not opposite.
So you're saying you're dumb?
No, I said I'm going with your logic. You said black and white, smart.
He might be dumb, but at least he's honest.
Maybe she likes that she's smart in you. She feels superior.
Could be.
Does she want to wear a strap-on with you?
No.
No.
You don't know that?
No, I know that.
You don't know yet?
Okay.
I saw a video. This guy said, I would get pegged, but after 5 years of a relationship. That way she wouldn't see me as a chum. After 5 years, she would have, you know, affection and she would know the true me. So if I decide to go that route because she wants to, she wouldn't leave me for that after 5 years of a relationship.
That's crazy.
Why are you making people make their life so complicated?
Why?
Why 5 years?
It's a foundation. It's like if you would... No, I'm not going to use your specific example, but if you're seeing a girl and she's like, shit, I have passed and I know you, how traditional you are, I'm going to wait until, you know, I get pregnant or we live together. By the way, I forgot to mention...
10 years later.
I
got gangbanged in college.
I run a train twice.
Would you?
It'd be hard to come back from that.
Yeah, but once you're in love, it's too late.
We choose you?
Yeah, I don't think him. I don't think he claims that he can declaim very quickly.
This guy, I think he just blocked delete guy that I know. Like, he just blocked delete move.
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to be like, I accept that this going to be a loss. It's probably going to cost me.
I accept.
I put it in the budget as a loss.
This is going to cost me.
Canada, it's a loss.
It's declared.
This is going to cost me a lot of money.
It comes with receipts and everything.
I'm probably going to start from scratch, but I'm not going to start from scratch. But
this property has been declared.
Okay. How far is your... Okay, wait. This is... Now I'm intrigued. So let's just say 5 years down the line and you find out that maybe she was dating a friend of yours. Or a friend of yours fucked her before.
But how long is it in too deep?
Like, that I wouldn't...
Okay, 8 years.
Okay.
Here, your girlfriend of today, 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's like, yo...
I banked in.
No. Okay, let's have fun with that.
Oh, here we go.
Let's have fun with that.
He had to throw it, was he?
No, because I'm the asshole, it's here, the right? Fucking,
yeah.
I'm the toxic one.
You're the one. You're the one.
You're the one, apparently.
I am.
You're
the
one that people don't want to bang out. After.
No, it can't be me because I chill too much with him. It has to be.
And the angle with that is you wouldn't let him be with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have to be a friend.
This is a hypothetical.
Yeah, no, but I chill too much with him.
Yeah,
I chill too much. That would make me the biggest hypocrite on this planet.
All right.
I chill with him, travel with him, but I banged this girl and never mentioned it.
Okay, so Guy banged her.
No, but Guy's the same thing.
Same thing.
You banged her.
You banged her.
You banged her.
I would never bang her. I'm sorry.
You never seen her.
Doesn't matter.
Are you never seen her?
No.
You know, you don't know. Maybe you did. He just didn't know.
I'm pretty sure I didn't bang her.
You're pretty sure you did?
Didn't.
How would you know?
Because we don't chill in the same circles.
But it's not you and him. It's her. Yeah. What circles she does.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a craving for Jews 10 years ago.
That's...
Anyway, let's take actually Sahar. That would be the perfect example.
For the conversation.
Right? Okay. All of a sudden, he sees a picture of you and her, and he's like, oh, damn. So he shuts the fuck up. And then down the line, your girl is like, yo,
I had a slip with one of your friends.
Oh, I was his side chick for a couple of months.
So that was before dating me or while she was
before
dating,
dating you?
While. Was it while she was dating me?
Regardless of with who, it's over. It's called cheating.
You want my
no kids for you. No kids for you.
Bingo.
No, no, but I mean,
no, she hasn't been unfaithful. She just hasn't declared
that
her income taxes 10 tax. Years.
Yeah, but if we're like 8 years in, I mean, I'm not going to just say like, oh, we're done. Fuck it. I'm like, look.
That's what I'm saying. It's forgivable.
Forgivable?
A different approach to that.
Not forgotten, though.
Huh?
Forgivable, not but not forgotten.
You know how hard it was to be
for you. But what, you're going to use it every six months on her? Remember when you fucked Sahar?
I know.
You're hurting yourself more than her.
No, yeah, me and that.
She was like, yeah, I do remember.
No, just me that. You,
why are you bringing up while we're banging?
That no, circumcised
it's,
dick.
It's just not something you'd be able to forget right away. You know, yeah, forgiving is
called drinking drugs.
No, I don't know.
Therapy.
For me, it's the angle would be you knew that I knew him and you didn't tell me.
No, but let's just say she finds out a year, 2 years down the line. Yeah. And then she's like, yo, we're in too deep. What would be?
I still need to know.
Yeah, but what would be point of view? What would be her advantage to tell you? What would she gain?
She knows me.
And yeah, exactly. That's the reason why she wouldn't tell you.
There's nothing to gain, everything to lose.
So no babies for me, no
babies. That's reason. It. Yeah, nothing absolutely nothing to gain.
There's no win for you there.
She'd rather not say it at all and let it go, and that's it. And
but you find out for whatever reason, her fucking cloud reminds her of pictures of the past, and all of a sudden you see a picture. You're like, yo, I know that motherfucker. Because it did happen to me in a prior situation, but this wasn't a date where I was intimate with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And intimate.
I love it. Yeah.
What does that mean? You guys were just kissing, no sex?
She wasn't pregnant, that's for sure.
That's not that wasn't the question.
But anywho, and she was telling me, yeah, like she was talking about her past, like last summer we were having fun, me and my friends. And then she showed me, she's like, look, this was when we went out, and there was two guys in the back. I'm like, oh, I know him. You could have felt the temperature drop.
You're like,
yeah, since then, she never showed me a picture again.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because she was like, this guy knows too many people. Nothing to gain here.
Nope.
But yet, it wasn't something like, you know.
You weren't going anywhere with her.
Exactly. But the thing is, it made her feel very, because you see, she couldn't know. It was a friend of a friend. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And she
for me, it's always, I can understand, you don't know, you don't have the list of every person that your ex did sleep with. However.
You don't? You don't require that?
No, I don't.
I'm sure he does.
100% he does.
I'm sure you do.
I do not require
you look like a guy that asked for a body count.
Not just that. With a polygraph.
Yeah. He goes to our social media.
And filters?
So who the friends in common? Let me go through your things. You don't do
a history check? I did my research.
You do a fucking
thorough. How did you do research? Just out of curiosity.
No, social media, first of all. Research, like, what do we know in common, whatever. Okay, that guy, like, what the fuck is that guy? Like, how the fuck you know him? And you just try, you ask questions or
did
whatever.
Did you ask the girl that you're with now how many guys she's been with?
Nope.
Did she tell you?
Nope.
She didn't give you that information?
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't ask.
No, you didn't ask, but she didn't give it for free.
So that's where you create yourself problems, because eventually you will
find out. Yeah.
I used to. Now I don't.
So you put them in a situation to lie.
I put myself in it.
You're asking them to lie.
No. In my head, I'm like, why would I ask that question? I know she's going to lie.
I put myself in a situation, in a lose-lose. I put myself in a lose-lose, and I know it ahead of time. I
don't ask that question, but you can tell somewhat because you talked about your past. So what did you do? Oh, that was then. Because it's me. I could never make somebody believe I slept with 7 people. Impossible.
Yeah, because you're on the pod and we already fucking ratted you out plenty of times.
No, that's not even besides the point. A lot of people don't listen to the pod. A lot of people in my circle don't listen to the pod.
First. I was like, that was a horrible thing. A lot of people don't listen to the pod. It's fine.
No, a lot of people. A lot of women that I meet tell me, I would love to support you, but I don't think it's a good idea. I listen to your pod. And I'm like, you are right.
It's true.
But once we don't talk anymore, they listen to the pod.
They're like, then they go back and like, this mother.
And they block you.
No, I never lie.
I'm not saying you lie. I'm just saying they go back and they go, this mother.
Actually, excites them even more than anything else.
They want to come back for more?
No, they're curious.
Bi curious?
Often.
That was a good comeback. There you go.
Often.
Every girl is bi. You just have to figure it's bipolar or bi curious.
Some are both.
Just got to figure out which one it is.
Some are both. I can confirm that too. Hot and cold. Hot and sexy.
Hot and sexy.
Yeah. But a guy like you that likes control and likes everything to be by the book.
I don't like control. I like to know.
He needs control. He doesn't like it. He needs it.
I require it.
I command it.
I don't like it. I need it.
Because you can't really tell.
No, you can't tell. But the only way that you can actually not find out, because you can never find out, is just by asking questions. And exactly like you were explaining, like, okay, how where were you going with that, where, whatever. And you just make an idea of.
So how can you tell if she has guy friends, if she fucked them or not? If you don't ask.
You can't tell. Impossible.
No, that you can tell. But also,
you can't.
What kind of guy friend, too, at the end? Like, if you have a guy friend.
No, I'm not saying BFFs that you chill with them every day. But, you know, somebody, let's just say from work, a guy that you socialize with here and there. I'm not necessarily text every time.
Do you believe girls and guys can be friends?
Yes.
Really? No. The nuance, and I wanted to come back above that, because we had that conversation last week. The nuance above what you say is, because you see from your point of view, from sin, not from any other guys. Because in this case, he's like, if I slept with her, which I 100% understand it, I agree with, because most of the female friends that I have, I slept with them before, prior, like years ago. And
are you declaring this for the first time to your girlfriend?
No, she knows.
Okay, so you declared. So you did declare certain bodies.
No, not that girl, whatever.
Oh, you don't declare the bodies.
I don't declare the person.
You just said there's been murders.
Within this circle of friends that you see, some have had my dick, some have not.
No, he said most of the girlfriends I have, I slept with.
No, that I call friend. And now there's friend and friend. Like
the art of saying nothing. Friend and friend, but there's no difference, but friend and friend. Go ahead, dig your own
acquaintance.
Welcome to Geese Confessions.
No, it's not a confession. She knows. We already had that conversation.
He keeps on saying she knows, but I'm pretty much sure she didn't know that much.
She don't know.
Meaning, which I'm actually agreeing with you.
Does she listen to the pod?
Yes, she does. Every Thursday morning.
It comes out. She's fresh. Listen.
She's just like, wakes up in the morning, play, bitch.
No, because usually, either she
will. He gives her a resume before.
If she needs to be prepared.
Warning!
Be careful at that point, but...
That's what I meant.
No pod this week, so maybe don't listen.
Politics. We talk about Donald Trump again.
We're not putting this one out.
And we got lucky. The first an hour and a half.
That's how you camouflage. The first 30 minutes boring stuff, and then it goes...
We just talk about anything. Just don't...
That's actually good. That's amazing. Yeah, that's
you're like, you're smart. Bored, eh? Just stop. Because
most of them
are
going to listen to an hour and a half, and then be like, okay, because through work... And then when she's like working out, she's just listening in the background or stuff like that, or cooking or doing the breath. So it's never more than like an hour.
But trust me, every time your voice pops up, she focuses.
She listens.
Yeah, of course.
She's like, oh, she hears the podcast.
She hears the podcast, but when she hears your voice, she listens.
Oh, she doesn't listen to us.
No. That's what I'm saying.
We're white noise, especially you.
that's literally what I just said. I'm like, she hears the podcast. When she hears his voice,
she listens.
Exactly. So I was agreeing with you. Like, it makes sense. But the thing is, you always think from your point of view, because you mature and smart enough to be like, I'm not going to go jeopardize our friendship. We fucked already. I don't have to go try that again.
Yeah, if I However, heard that bridge, yeah.
Other so men
we're clarifying
are
that Guy
different.
Says he's fucked his female friends that are currently his friends. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Other men are different. What? Some of them, they'll be like, yeah, we fucked in the past, so we can fuck today too. Because you gotta split it from your point of view and other.
Yeah, but the reason you have to ask yourself the real.
You understand
question.
What I'm trying to say
but,
here?
Yeah, but okay. Why did you stop fucking?
How many female friends that you haven't fucked are your friends?
Lot.
What's a lot?
Well, I would say 50-50.
How many female friends do you have? What the fuck is 50-50?
Yeah, it's two.
You have three friends, 50-50?
No, you're talking friends or like people that I go and have a drink once in a while. And
friends,
stuff like
friends.
There's not many friends, female.
No, if friends, I have, I can't count my cousins, of course.
No, your cousins don't count.
Okay, so then friends, I have three. Dumb. I have three.
Three female
friends
that you haven't fucked?
No, two out of the three I haven't fucked.
Two out of the three you haven't fucked.
Friends, real friends here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, okay.
So no, but once, okay, so if I haven't fucked you, and I say this with love.
You know my type.
Exactly. That's very good. I was looking for a very respectful way to
he's
say
looking
it.
Looking for a polite way to say, I ain't fucking you, bitch.
No, not in that sense. She's not my cup of tea, but, you know, her mind is, so it's
and
cool.
That's difficult to not be your cup of tea, because your tea is, you've put your tea in a lot of cups.
No, I have standards. I have standards, but it's nice though. But I have standards.
Lipton, David's tea.
You guys are dumb and dumber right now. I think Hanny's contagious. That's what's going on right now. The virus is real.
You guys want to have more fun in the podcast?
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to remove your privilege of being a parent soon. Okay,
I am already. It's too late.
But no, the thing is the people that, because it's all a question of context. Some people that we fuck because she was, but then we're like, yo, she's going to kill me. I'm going to kill her. But we got along, right? And then we just, because the thing is, I would never be still talking to a girl I fucked. Like, let's just say I'm fucking somebody, then I meet somebody and I stop with her and then we become friends. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? But if we were friends for the past 3 years, the fact that I'm having a girlfriend is not going to always all of a sudden trigger
change.
Me
of course.
To want me to fuck her all of a sudden. Yeah, I didn't want to fuck her for 3 years.
No.
Right? I get that part. But if there is any...
I have a ton of female friends. That's...
That you fucked?
No, most of them I did not.
But the one that we had in common, we did.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, but I don't know about the rest.
I was going to say later, 90% of my female friends I have not
Because fucked. You couldn't or you didn't want to?
Didn't want to.
You sure you're not playing that long card, the long game?
Like the best friend.
So you only have ugly friends.
If I play the long game.
So you only
game,
have ugly friends.
No. If I play the long game.
Good comeback.
If I play the long game, like I'm like, I've waited. I've waited 3 years.
No, but I'm saying these friends that you have, how many friends are we talking about here?
So the reality of it is like now I've cut a lot of them out and it's been the last like year and a half or so.
Why? Because they didn't want to fuck?
No. Like.
Yeah.
You know why.
Yeah, okay.
So. They've been pretty much like cut out.
Eliminated.
Yeah. And so, but before that,
yeah,
there was maybe eight or nine.
So eight or nine and you fucked one out of the nine.
Yeah.
Okay. So lots of friends.
That, the last eight.
I used to hang out only with girls.
Yeah. I get that. Okay. So out of those eight, how many of those eight are attractive?
I'd say maybe three.
Okay. So you see the ratio dropped drastically. Yeah. So out of those three, why didn't you want to fuck them?
I just wasn't attracted to them. I wasn't attracted to them. They're attractive girls, but I just wasn't attracted to them.
How does that work?
I mean, I can.
So the rate.
Because they were like, personality wise, wasn't good or
what? Okay, I have a different question. Have you ever jerked or thinking about them?
No, never. I told you, I need
a
fucking video.
He watches porn.
I can't jerk off without
porn. No, those three girls that are attractive.
Yeah.
But you were not attracted to them.
Yeah.
You see the oxymoron here.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I. But it's like the same. So, like, I can see, like, a guy and be like, that's a good looking guy. Doesn't mean I want to fuck him.
Okay. But
it's the same thing. That's a good looking girl.
Because you're not attracted to men. But you're attracted to women.
Yeah, but that I can.
And if they're good enough to be your friend, add to that they're attractive, what else are you looking for here?
No, I wasn't physically attracted to them.
So they weren't attractive to you?
To me.
Oh, okay. So out of the eight, how many were attracted to you? Through your standards?
Three of them were very cute. Like not for me, but they were.
No,
very
I'm talking
cute.
For you. Out of those eight,
it's zero.
That's what I'm saying.
It goes to zero. But it's
not, that, so
it's
you only not have zero. Ugly friends for you.
It's not zero. No, they're not ugly. Like they, like I don't consider them. Like I like
the you're other not attracted
ones,
to all
the other
eight.
Ones were not attractive. I'm not gonna say ugly, but they weren't attractive.
Okay, they're ugly.
But yes, no, they weren't ugly.
Like Sahar would say, ugly bitches. Yeah. Okay, go
they
ahead.
They weren't ugly bitches. They were just not attractive.
Not beautiful bitches. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
They were not BBs. Pretty. They were not pretty.
Lack of prettiness. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But those like, other threes,
like
are,
those other three, if you met him, you would probably fuck him.
But I'm not talking about me here.
I'm just saying you.
We're talking about you because yeah. The question what comes into play here
but I'm,
is
I'm not attracted to them.
That's it.
But that doesn't mean that. They're
but would
ugly.
You be able to be friends with somebody you're attracted to?
No. Absolutely not.
Except if you fucked her and it didn't work out.
Nah, I still wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
You would still be tempted.
No, because that's because if it would have ended, it would have ended on a bad term. It wouldn't have ended.
Oh yeah, that's true. You never finish in good terms.
If it ends in a situation, then it's usually a bad term. When does it end?
But you just guys didn't get like I've met so many.
If
people.
I'm banging a girl that I'm attracted to,
yeah,
and I
then you find out that good, mentally long term she doesn't have the values.
No,
or,
but that's the thing is like I'm if I'm banging her and I'm attracted to her mentally and physically,
yeah,
then I'm dating her. I'm not banging her just to bang her.
Okay, even if you dated her, go ahead, dated her.
Yeah, and then
and then you found out that you guys weren't compatible long term. Or she's, you know, she's not Jewish. She's not whatever your values right now, your requirements yeah. to be your girlfriend,
yeah.
right? You get along, everything goes well. She doesn't fall into that category. You guys are like, listen, finishes immaculate. Like, you know,
now probably. I mean, I've never been in that situation now, so I can't tell you in hypothetical.
Because me, it happens so often. I meet people, they're amazing, whatever.
But
and then they're
so,
like, oh, I want to have kids.
That's
and
I'm like, yeah, listen, that's a hypothetical. I can't give you that answer because okay. I don't have.
Have you ever had
it's
friends like that?
Never happened to me like that.
Gee. You, if you're attracted, you fuck.
I mean,
you try.
I try, or I try.
I try.
Or,
I try.
But it never. She okay. If I don't, if I haven't slept with her, it,
yeah. If you
it
can't
does,
succeed, let's just say you're not her type, and she's like, "Listen, we can only be friends. We're not interested. Can you still stay?"
If I'm interested too, or if I'm not interested,
you're attracted.
You're interested.
Interested.
You want to.
I'm not gonna be friend with her. I have enough.
So
friends.
It's or I fuck you, or I'm not your friend.
Or you used to be like, no, yeah, yeah, for real. Or
yeah,
you
I'm used thinking to, about the
couple. No. They come back. Yeah, it's okay. Or you used to be like one of my friend, not even. Like the girl that I'm friend with that I didn't sleep with or like ex of someone that I knew. Or
what are you, fucking bring your junk?
No, what?
Could you be friends with that girl there that we played against her husband at the soccer tournament?
Wait, what?
The one that you were in love with.
Oh, wait, Voldemort.
What? Voldemort, yeah.
Yes.
Would you be able to be friends with her now?
No, but that because there was betrayal. That has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
If we would have finished it in good terms, yes, of course.
Even though you were like attracted to her and wanted to be with her and like you
but
saw
I'm friends with the mother of my kids. I was madly in love with her.
Yeah, but you're not madly in love with her now.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like you
Voldemort
was like the one that got
I'm
away?
Not. Huh?
Didn't you feel like she was like the one that got away type thing?
At that moment, now I got over it. Okay. We move on. You think that feeling's gonna remain forever?
I mean, like sometimes you see somebody and you're just that feeling just. You know,
oh no,
no!
Let
no,
it burn.
No. I've recycled burn. So many. I've been through so many others.
Vagina.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He almost fell in that trap. That was a big trap he set.
No!
I've been through so much vagina.
I've done the work. No, you don't fall. Again,
we know you've done the work.
Yeah, especially on Fridays and Saturday nights.
Especially the
one week out of two.
One week out of two. Yeah,
but no.
Have you been back to the swinger club?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How is it? Have you banged at the swinger club yet?
No, it's really. I tried. It's really not my thing.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Dry
but
rub?
It's me. I'm not a guy in
little
front of people.
Dry rub?
No. There was like some excitement and some teasing, like, you know, oh, I want you, blah, blah, blah. But nope.
Did you try and pick up any couples or no?
No. I don't look friendly. I came to that conclusion.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's the beard.
Look, yeah.
It's the beard and it's especially
you,
the most white environment.
They're just looking at you going like.
Why do you think the police always stops you? Like, yeah.
They haven't stopped me in a while, but
they
yes.
probably just look at you and
summertime
be like, why is this guy not naked and what's under his clothes?
You pervert.
Circumcised dick.
That's not that you completely
crooked.
He was talking about the bomb.
Yeah, like how did terrorist. You even how did you even miss that? I was not talking about pervert.
Come on now. The most racist, most sexist guy here.
Look, I am equal across the board.
No, you're not. That is false. We have came to that conclusion.
Who am I not?
That you're biased.
Towards?
We have, what, like a pot and a half about that?
Who am I biased towards?
Yeah, the Cross of David. That's what you're
going to say.
Well, let's get back to the subject at hand.
I have hatred towards everybody, but there's a certain limit that
I hate everybody the same. But
these ones?
Of course.
He should be in politics. I'm not racist, but
I should be a cult leader. See, I should.
You should go back to your country.
But no, I'm definitely a voyeur.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Me, the public thing, the whole thing. But now I'm over the club thing. Like, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, that's a good...
I think 3-4 times in a year now I'm like...
Did you cancel your membership?
It gets old last real quick. Month. I did it for fucking 3 years, 4 years. It gets old.
And the last time gave me, like, it was a BDSM event.
Ooh, those are fun, though.
Actually,
did they do a show or no show?
There was a tiny show, but it was like a trans guy. And I was like...
You gotta, like... look up, but he doesn't do it.
But these events bring out the ugly people. Yeah. The freaky, ugly people.
No, but you have to do... So the thing
like, I did one event like that. It was maybe one cute... That's why you have to go
first Fridays of every month there. It's Millennials Night.
No, but you should have gone to that guy. I don't know if he still does
it. Mondo Zay. You lost me there.
No, Mondo Zay. He organizes a party.
Yeah. You told me about them.
Yeah, so him is... I haven't heard from him in years because I left that years ago. But he had qualifications. You couldn't just come in.
But no, I'm over that. I'm looking for some quiet.
Yeah, that's it. That's happened.
Quality time.
It always happens. It gets over.
That's why I'm good alone right now.
I was just gonna ask. You're dating somebody?
Me, myself, and I.
After my last fiasco, I decided to pick it.
What fiasco?
It was it wasn't nothing big, nothing major. It was just like, okay, let me focus and see. And then I don't know if I'm unlucky with the bad apples.
South Shore?
No, Ottawa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just, it is what it is. But again, nothing, no harm, no foul, whatever. I think.
How's the rotation?
No rotation.
Lies.
No rotation.
No, he got quiet. Yeah, again,
no, I got quiet.
He got quiet.
You can ask him.
Define quiet. When's the last time you had sex?
You guys don't know. Summertime's around the corner, right?
Last time I had sex?
Yeah.
About a week ago?
Ooh. No. It has to be about a month ago.
Lies.
Yeah.
You can't let your dick fucking be like dry for a month.
I did almost all January.
Yeah, that's true.
What, dry
January? I didn't even touch myself. Because I wanted to see if my focus would be different.
And?
Nope.
It was. But I had a lot more anger. If you see me, that's why I'm always happy. People are saying, oh, you're always positive and everything like that. January was a very hard month for that.
January was not a happy month. Nobody saw the smile.
No, that's it. I was very, I was focused. My energy levels were good, everything like that.
Okay, that's why you were that attitude when we were preparing the thing. I'm like, are you stressed? Like, can I help? Like
I wasn't stressed. I just had a lot of...
Mm-hmm. A lot of juice inside of you. Was
and even up. That night.
And then I popped it out. I popped my cherry.
That night?
No.
No, a couple of days after.
Okay. How do I know? I don't know, but I asked the question.
No. And then I was like, I was not satisfied that I was double mad.
So it's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a month now. Close to, well, we're what?
If January ended.
Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I think it was like January 29th. At the end.
Because it was the 27th. The event.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he a new accountant?
No,
my accountant now. I fired him.
I know he got fired.
I have a woman as an accountant.
I wouldn't trust his accounting anyway now.
Be surprised.
He has a tendency of forgetting or adding.
Yeah, that's like what I was going
to
say.
He's not good for my tax return at the end of the year. He would declare my land outside the country.
or dismiss it.
He misses other things.
I feel like he would add extra lines. He's like, so he has, I think he has two in Algeria.
I didn't hear him well, but I think he has at least two houses somewhere else.
There's got to be something.
A lot of goats.
No, but I've been very quiet, but I'm not happier. Let's put it that way.
All right.
So you haven't found your balance yet.
So you thrive on the drama.
It's not the drama.
I have a friend of mine who thrives on drama. He needs it.
I get drama, sadly, because, you know, it's the laws of the average. But no, no drama. The thing is, I realized before, okay, so this is my theory right now. Before these contracts can last longer, before the whole premise of TikTok, feelings.
TikTok fucked it.
Yeah, probably. I don't
short-term,
know.
Short-term.
Yeah. Because before you could have, you know, somebody on rotation for at least 6 months.
You could almost rent a buy before. Now
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, now they're not lasting more than 2 months. No.
Actually, you're looking to get them to
before
days.
They decide to change the contract and the now rules and like, the bylaws. Now,
this is, look, you came for an Airbnb.
Do you think it's a quality, I don't want to say it as a person, but from what you were getting as girls and the new ones, or it's...
No, the quality is a lot better now.
The quality is better now,
physically.
But
is it because it's younger girls? Well,
come again?
Is it because it's younger girls? No, I only come once.
No. They go from 24 to 35.
24 to 35, okay.
Yeah, so no.
It's a very small range.
It's 10 years, 11 years.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
What do you mean? What's your range? From fetus?
20 to 20 to 35.
20 to 55.
You would hit a 55?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's some hot 55-year-olds out there.
I haven't seen. I've seen them wrapped.
There's hot. Some hot 55.
But once you unwrap the package.
No, there's some hot
gravity make work comes in.
Don't say it.
No, there's some.
Don't say it. Some like plastic. Oh, no, that's not true. No. I've been at 50. No, I've been.
Papa Americano.
And she does listen to the pod. You should get your hoodie soon, by the way. But anyway, it's been delivered.
They all have one.
No, but it's not my, again, I don't even have restrictions, honestly. It's who the people I meet. And most people in their late 30s, 40s are or in relationships or going through deep therapy. Most of them. Because they just came out of.
You?
No, not me.
They just came out of you?
No, I didn't even bite them yet.
That was good.
I'm therapy. It's not after sin.
No, after sin, they're happy and healthy.
Yeah. After sin, they get married.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
No. The thing
and shout out, somebody just got engaged this week.
That you banged.
That I shared times with. I shared moments with.
You so rough.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're not romantic, my friend.
I'm a cult leader.
No, you're a dictator.
I'm here to be sweet.
You're a dictator.
I'm here to be rough.
And it's somebody I appreciate a lot, and I'm super happy for them.
Me too. I don't know who you are, but...
But they got engaged this week.
Congratulations.
And I was like another satisfied customer.
Was this right after you?
Literally after.
Please leave a review.
4 weeks after.
Alhamdulillah.
You should get like some 5-star reviews.
Oh, if I would have a review page, I'm pretty much sure it would be around two Michelin stars.
No.
I would go with three.
No, there's some. They're going to give you 1-star too.
Yeah,
but those 1-stars going to fucking...
I feel like we should put you on that group.
What group?
The one where you put my picture on.
No, you can't.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
What do you mean?
The Facebook?
So yeah, the Facebook thing. And I'll tell you two reasons.
I know, guys.
First and foremost, that's going to put too much attention on me afterwards. Because people are going to be like, I want a piece of that. And they're going to come and look for me.
There's going to be reviews.
Because that's how it happened with the other one. She heard a review from a friend.
Yep.
And then she was like, And then she added me, liked, and waited.
Waited.
How long she
waited? 3 weeks.
And then?
Well, she liked a lot. Well, she liked a couple. It just
then did you?
And I was like, "Who the fuck is this?
Bring it home."
So I just, you know, texted, and then yo, I was like, "Damn, yeah." But no,
right.
No. You can't put me in that group. Are you out of your mind?
The page will crash.
That's part of the mystery, though. A lot of people are there saying, "What the fuck? How come you're not in that group?" Satisfied customers.
Satisfied clientele.
There's no reason, because I'm too, but there would
you're
be no.
You're too direct too. You don't,
exactly.
You don't,
I'm too transparent. I play my cards on the table.
Exactly.
Why would they put me in a group when I tell them I'm fucking elsewhere? Like, what are they going to discover? That something they already
knew. Fucking elsewhere.
Exactly. No, because if I would be dating somebody seriously, maybe I would understand, but I haven't. And I've tried.
And also your approach. If you approach a girl because you want to do something serious about her, she will know that like you want to be serious about her. Yeah, and she will listen to the partner. She will see the difference between you trying to fuck and you trying to be.
Thank you. I keep on telling people, Once I decide to be that type of, you're mad at Guy.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to. Look.
You're like, why is this guy giving him so much props?
No, I'm just.
I'm not giving you props. I'm.
He's seen me with Voldemort.
No, no, I've lost
live
focus.
Action.
No, I'm saying I lost focus.
You did too, but he was very up close and personal.
No, my brain lost focus. Sorry, I didn't hear a word.
You were looking
said.
At him like.
I didn't hear a word he said. I'm sorry. Like,
so he saw me. I'm able, and I'm pretty much sure you can do the same.
Do what?
Turn on the switch and turn off the switch.
In terms of like caring and not caring.
Or being serious or not serious.
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah. So, yeah.
That's why.
And it's a different person. Not a different person.
It's a completely
but
different person.
No.
No. Yeah. No.
Same values, same principles.
Yeah, yeah
but my
person.
Focus is different.
Yeah, different person.
And the thing is, because I'm older and more experienced,
he's old.
I know how to avoid traps.
What did you just try to say?
He's old.
What did you try? You're calling me old. He's expired. But anyway.
Rotten.
I heard like a squeak and I was like, what was that?
Why did you ask? When it goes to squeak, you can delete. There's AI to remove these sounds. But now I know I'm older enough how to avoid traps. No. These unnecessary drama
no, no,
traps.
No, bullshit. No, no.
What
he's
do you mean?
Just, he's trying to. He's trying
you,
to.
You
get,
know, you don't avoid traps. You just don't date. Period.
Of course, I date. You're not aware. He was.
You said you are. You're out for 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not dating for the past 3 weeks, right?
Why?
But if not dating, if
wait. No,
you're not
so
dating.
If I'm not fucking, that means I'm not dating.
Knowing your rate before and now,
but that's oh, where you man. Get the mistake.
I love this engagement.
Your logic is very, very.
No, I just look at the graph. I said,
I'm not
going to
say. The graphic is very simple.
He and thought a baby in the stomach can give you a blowjob. So.
No, just,
you're right. What am I doing?
Why? Why?
Let me explain something to me. Don't keep going.
So, one thing you have to understand, if I'm dating somebody,
yeah,
sex is probably the last thing that comes to mind with that person. Spending
today?
Quality time and figuring out
you're developing a relationship.
Your values and principles
for some
align.
Mother to make sure she's a good mother.
Yeah.
That's
damn, it's a good mother meets a good partner.
Yeah.
Somebody I can be for 7 days on an island and don't want to kill.
Yeah.
The sex is never going to be a problem. You can teach it. You can elevate it. You can adapt.
Sex, you learn. You learn with the person, the partner.
I don't have that much patience, to be honest.
No, not
at my
not
age
teach.
Right now.
I didn't say teach. You
age.
Learn. You learn.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You learn what the person
you can
likes.
Adapt.
You learn.
Because,
you know what she likes. You mean by
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, but personality, vibes, and spending quality time, and you know,
no, but right
the,
now
the
you're,
banter,
your preference
and
has changed now to what you had before. Yes, with time.
No, it's when I decide if I take somebody seriously. I focus. To
literally,
see.
He just said that. He said if he's dating somebody, the switch goes on, and if he's fucking somebody,
and he should
somebody,
start taking notes.
No more notes. No
notes.
But he'd be happy.
We're just
gonna
put
ages.
A whiteboard behind, and he's gonna start writing what he's fucking trying.
Don't draw.
So I'm gonna ask you because it seems that you have a very short-term memory.
Yes.
With Voldemort, when I was dating her,
yes,
was I the same?
No,
I wasn't the same.
No,
and yet you remember what I jumped from prior to her to
yes.
her. Right?
Yes.
And you saw a difference?
Yes.
Was it about sex?
No.
It's never about sex.
But I was talking about this. That you lost up. You completely went to a different route. I said, right now, you said that you're dating for the past. Well,
okay, I have a question. Do men go to relationship for sex?
Well, sex
no.
is a factor for sure.
No, but I don't go into a relationship for sex. Definitely
no, but
I go for companionship at best.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
like if that's your goal in a relationship, you're going to find it very long.
I bang less in a relationship than I do when I'm just fucking.
Amen.
Oof, wait. No.
I don't bang like fucking as much.
Would you be able to
at the
be
beginning,
in a
definitely.
With the woman that
at the beginning, you bang, yes.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
No, you can calm
sex.
Down.
Yeah.
But the beginning, there has to be passion.
No, the honeymoon phase. I'm not talking the honeymoon phase.
So, okay, so I have to ask you guys a question.
Can be taught.
Not the honeymoon phase.
So I have to ask you guys a question. Would you...
Nope.
Would you remain in a relationship?
Yes.
That starts with no honeymoon phase.
It depends what the
you're
sex.
Already comfortable and down.
Potential. It depends how the sex is. If the sex is
no, the sex is very boring.
No.
No.
The sex
but
can't be boring.
You said at the beginning you can teach.
How come you can start without
the
honeymoon?
No, I didn't say you can teach.
I didn't say teach.
I said you can
so
learn.
So there was a situation. So let me put
it
in a situation.
I didn't say teach. Don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah.
I said learn.
Learn.
Very different.
Yeah,
because you're learning what your partner likes.
Yeah. No, I got it. I got the semantics there. Makes sense though. No, so there was a situation. I have a friend that was in the situation where he met this girl, and because they were distant, right? I guess they started talking when they were on vacation, or she was on vacation. Talking every day, blah, blah, blah. The connection was instant. Super excited, whatever, whatever, whatever. She comes back. They go for a first date.
Oh, they were from the same country?
Yeah, yeah, same city.
Okay, good.
Same
okay.
city. It was just the beginning of that like connection. She was on vacation for like 3 weeks.
So they met like online or some shit?
Something like that.
They Instagram, I think. Okay. Like wait, whatever. On, and then like he or she online. Commented on a story. Yeah, but not a dating app.
No, that's no, but it doesn't matter. Online.
Yeah, it was like a comment Let on a go. Story.
No, but I'm just...
And they connected and they started talking regularly.
Yeah.
And because of his schedule, he works at night, and because of the, you know, the time
Whatever, it just didn't work out.
They were talking a lot.
Yeah.
So for like 2 weeks nonstop, good morning, good night, and blah, 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 jokes, even play 21 questions, cute guy. And everything went well. She arrived back to Montreal, blah, first blah, blah. Date. They go on the first date. Super
Goes
well.
Great.
Everything is good. Second date, she passed by his house, whatever. They have an amazing night. They finally have sex.
Okay.
The sex was under average.
At best.
Is he like usually like a freak or is he?
No, it's not a freaky thing. It's not he was wanting her to play with his feet or something. It's regular, you know, passion.
Intercourse.
Intercourse. Like even there was no intercourse. No foreplay.
Intercourse.
No foreplay. No, he went down. She didn't.
Okay.
And no foreplay from her side.
Okay.
Okay. So she was like a starfish.
Yeah, but the way he described it, it's not a starfish. It was...
She gave my best doggy style and that was...
But again, so he calls me and he asked me after...
Why'd they all call you?
Dr. Phil here.
Hitch.
Dr. Sin.
Yeah. So he asked me after how many times do you determine if it's bad sex or not?
Usually the first time you can pretty much...
No, the first
I don't
time...
Agree.
No,
I give it three.
Time.
I give it
the first time. The first time you can tell if there's a chemistry.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel chemistry...
But I can't see the chemistry. I wasn't there, right? So I can't trust his judgment on it. But I was like, at least give her three because I was like, maybe she was nervous the first time and whatever.
That I understand. You can get the nerves out, yeah.
So 2 days later, round two. But the girl was super comfortable. So he was a little bit disconnected in the sense that she was super comfortable. She came with PJs. Relationship...
Jumped like 10 years.
Didn't go through the puppy phase, like I said.
Two
and
years.
It was all of a sudden 2 years in. Where she was ultra comfortable at his house. Like he would go.
She was like, we're dating, we're fucking having, we're making breakfast.
Exactly. Like at one point he plays basketball. He went to play basketball. She stayed at his place.
Yeah.
Came back. She was in her PJs reading a book.
Okay.
Like
couple
he, all of a sudden he's living with somebody
all
type
of a sudden,
thing.
It's no. a married couple.
He's living with a girl and a girlfriend, everything.
But he's like, but I never had that.
Conversation.
Puppet phase. No, fuck the conversation.
The honeymoon phase.
The honeymoon phase of the wild sex and the desire and the passion.
As soon as you see each other.
It just became comfortable already.
Yeah, they went into comfort zone. Yeah.
So he was like, wait.
That's weird.
That's exactly. So he tells her. I was like, tell her.
Yeah, there's... makes sense. Yeah.
So he tells her.
Key.
She took it.
Yeah, of course.
Usually, yeah.
Right? And then from there. They had this talk and they're like, okay, next time, you know, whatever. Now it's putting too much pressure. Should have never told me, blah, 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 blah. Third time, she finally
gives him head.
And that's a poor head.
It's wow. Yo, Jesus the way he, no.
She sucked his soul out?
No, that's
lollipop.
Good.
She was lollipopping it?
It was precious. Yeah,
we're going to screenshot that. Yeah, we're going to screenshot that.
And he was like, what the hell is going on?
Okay, so
because even that, regardless of the head was good or bad, there was no passion there too.
Okay, so she's an awkward person to be in bed with.
So she's not very good with her sex.
But she tells him that she's a very sexual person.
Yeah.
She's very this, but he doesn't see it.
Yeah, some people talk and don't.
No bite.
So that conversation finished how?
Break up.
But there was nothing to break up. It was too early.
Well,
like that was the fourth time they saw each other type of thing. Fifth, maybe at best.
Yeah, but they've been talking for a while. So
that's
yeah.
it. So then he was like, up, I guess. I feel like we jumped certain steps.
Yeah.
Is he still with her? Are they still together?
No, she unfriended him.
She unfriended him. That's how they broke up. Unfriend.
That's it.
Yeah, because he told her, because she was like, what are you saying? Because she was looking for an answer. Because he was like, yo, I find this weird. And he was like, oh, you were talking about, you know, traveling and doing this. And now I feel like And he's like, I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit confused by how all this played out. I feel like I missed, like we had all the puppy phase. I fell asleep and woke up and all of a sudden we're in a relationship.
You're comfortable.
We're too comfortable. And she was like, what are you saying? And he's like, you want me to say it? She's like, yeah. I was like, the sex is bad.
Yeah.
Very, but it wasn't bad. It was generic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was a lack of passion. Like she would come over his house, give him a small kiss. There would be no like, and she would go and make herself a coffee, so pour herself one. Like he would be like,
wow.
He's like, I got a wife.
Where's that face where we want to fuck all the time?
He got a wife.
Yeah.
He got a fucking wife.
He had a wife without having a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yep.
He went right to wife.
And that's crazy to me.
That's fucked up though.
Have a good game, honey.
Yeah. But that's good luck. And you know, I'll be here when you come back. And she's in her PJs and she's not even pretty.
No makeup.
She didn't even go exactly. Exactly. Like that phase of trying to look your best.
Didn't even have it.
It didn't even happen.
He's like, I got to go to Instagram and jerk off to your fucking pictures. Wow.
So that was fascinating.
Come out of shower with your raccoon face and you leave.
But he was like, I'm so confronted to the reality that their chemistry as friends, like the banter, was amazing. But he's like, that could not translate
into the physical.
But you know what? I believe that person, it will be hard for him to be friend actually with her after that.
No, she couldn't take it. She felt insulted.
She was maybe gets too emotionally invested in it.
No, she saw him for the future. The final, and the honesty is he did too.
At some point.
But
then he came back to reality.
No, he confronted the reality of it. Is like, if you want this to pursue past this,
we need
to fix this.
Yeah.
And he confronted the thing that needed to be fixed. She saw it as an insult. It's her fault, not an insult.
She closed in.
Instead of being coachable and be like, okay,
yeah,
I understand. So how you would be things to be like to...
Yeah, but at this point, he was open for communication. She wasn't receiving communication properly. She didn't want to open for it, so she just left.
I'll agree. This is going to be very exceptional today. I'll agree with what you just said.
I'm not stupid, guys.
Debatable.
That is very debatable.
Debatable.
That is very debatable.
It happens a lot.
Progress.
Well, to be honest with you, at first, I mean, even like with...
I don't remember the last time that happened to me.
That's
why the whole question of can you tell if somebody is going to be this and that.
I've never had that.
But that
jump
you felt
into
at the
like
beginning,
fucking
no.
I never have that either. But I had crazy, but I never have that.
I'm sure you have crazy often.
I tracked them. I don't know. It's weird.
You tried them.
Like, okay, before we close the pod, I just need to know, how crazy did you meet?
But not crazy, because I kind of caught it at the beginning.
But what was the signs? What was the...
I told you that I wanted to see your kid. You didn't see the message that I wanted to be with you, blah, blah, blah. Where I never told you that we were together. At the beginning, like, we try. You know, you're trying to see...
When you mean the beginning, how long was this period?
Like,
you made her
2 weeks,
9 months?
3 weeks.
Three weeks since she wanted to meet your child.
Yeah.
She wanted to meet your kid after 3 weeks.
3 weeks, max month.
She wanted to be a stepmom.
That's crazy.
And how often did you see her in that month?
Maybe 3 or 4 times max.
After three?
No. Maybe like once a week slept over. She never came to my place. Thank God she didn't know my address. So I was always going. She didn't
drive. So 3 times. 3 weeks. You saw her 3 times.
So I was just only going there on Saturdays because...
So that lasted 3 weeks?
That lasted about 3 weeks, yeah.
So you saw her 3 times. Plus, no, let's just say the first date, four.
We
five,
have, we
four,
do five, not five, have five. Mathematicians here.
Yeah.
No.
I slept over once a week.
No.
And you saw her 3 times. It was 3 weeks, but no, it was 8 weeks.
No, but maybe the first 2 dates he didn't sleep with her.
Yeah.
No, I did not. No.
So that's 4 times.
But I probably met her 5 times total.
Total.
In a month.
We went from 2, 3 to 8.
No,
so I only saw her 40 times.
He would be bad for the IRS.
Yeah.
I declare. No, I did not declare. No, I do not have real estate.
Why do you think they came after me?
How crazy did you meet?
I can't. I draw blanks on humans, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I've seen a lot of crazy, so.
And you?
Don't look at me. You know exactly how many. I had my crazy moments, absolutely.
Not you.
No, crazy.
Meaning with the crazy person, yes.
What was the craziest thing somebody did to you? Oof. I want to know that story that you just smiled about. He's like, yo, I survived that shit.
He's like, I made it.
And sometimes you know she's crazy or you're still
actually
going.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I love crazy though.
Crazy fucked up finding out that the girl I was with was pregnant with another dude's baby.
But that's not crazy. That's just being.
That's crazy when she found that she knows that I knew, and she came.
Yeah, but she didn't do nothing crazy to you in the sense she didn't come and pee your.
She came to my house to beg me to take her back.
Yeah, but that's not crazy. That's desperate.
How's that desperate? That's desperate.
That's desperate. That's not crazy. Crazy is stalking you, showing up at work.
Crazy is showing up at your house and fucking cutting your window open to be like, I want you back.
For me, it was like,
The fact that I didn't answer the phone one night on her, she came in through my phone on a fucking wall. Busted my phone completely.
So wait, you didn't answer the phone?
She called.
So she showed up?
Yeah, she called. I wasn't answering my phone.
So she showed up at your house? I was sleeping. In the house.
I opened the door. She comes in. She goes, when you answer, grabs my phone and throws it on the wall.
So that was her purpose. She walked in the house to throw your phone on the wall.
Well, she goes, why do you answer?
Or did you have conversation? You had sex with her first?
Not even.
With a pregnant lady. Say the truth. No. Say the truth.
The baby was giving you a blowjob?
Not even.
The baby wasn't blowing
So the girl came over to your house where you live with your mom and your brothers at that time.
Brothers.
That's what I said.
And sister. Small.
Yeah.
She let her in.
I let her in, obviously.
Knowing that she's pregnant.
How did you know that it was with? So
she wasn't pregnant then?
No. So she came at
the craziest moment, right? It's a different moment. Different.
That means you stayed with her after that?
No, it's gone.
Didn't she cheat on you and get pregnant?
No, because you said the cheating part. The cheating part wasn't crazy.
So she came before she was pregnant, and then you stayed with her until she was pregnant?
Yeah.
So then,
you stayed with her.
So you stayed with her.
So you're the crazy one.
Phone.
So when she threw the phone, you stayed with her.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's the thing. Yeah.
You're the crazy one.
You're the crazy one.
I guess so.
I don't know how to answer. Hanny's stories are always, it's like the fucking Da Vinci Code. No, the craziest I had was those, I'm sure everybody it happened to them, where you're having a good night, everything's going good, and then all of a sudden they just flip and start crying and something triggered them and they start, oh, I've been cheated on, or I feel like you're going to leave me.
I got turned on by crying.
You what?
I got turned on by crying.
You really?
Yeah.
That is the biggest turn off, especially if she's.
And I'm just like.
Is that a turn off too? Just to conclude, an ugly crier.
Ugly crier is a turn off.
Yo.
What's the ugly crier?
Like, you know those faces?
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because there's bad laughers.
Yeah,
there's
bad laughers.
Ugly criers.
The limper.
Bad voices. And bad criers.
Yeah, there's bad criers.
Bad criers.
Like the full snobby. Holy shit.
See, you know, people that are. Sad, you want to hug them. Yeah, some people you want to kill it. Kill it.
I want to give you a reason to cry.
No, bad criers. But anyway, we all need therapy. Hanny most.
Actually, no.
No, you don't need therapy. You need a translator.
And an exorcism.
Somebody that can explain
this. From Hamas is stuck in Hamas.
Have him fucking ship him over, bro. Canada's accepting all of them.
You sure?
They're taking all.
It depends if he has real estate in the international.
No, everybody.
Came in first, right?
Yeah, 100%. I called the fucking.
Sorry, guys. I don't even know how I'm going to define this pod, but on that note.